Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
This is Miss Sharon, and I want to welcome you all to Blog Talk Radio. Right here, we're doing Junior Giant Speak. This is a radio show for children, my children, and about children. I'm glad to have with me this morning our junior giant reporters. Are you all out there? Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so excited to have you all here this morning, and we're glad for all our listeners this morning. We thank you for taking some time out just to listen in and hear what the young people have to say. They've worked hard on their stories, and we're just glad to have them. And what I want to ask you all to do is I want to ask you to make sure that you all are in a quiet place. All my reporters are in a quiet place, that we're not making extra outside noise. We're going to get started this morning. I want to thank you all. First of all, I want to say I'm so proud of you all, and I want to just take a moment to encourage you to keep doing great things. Keep being involved. Keep trying new things, because your efforts are going to be rewarded. You're doing a great job. And I also want to say that you were created to be great, because you were created in the image of God. So continue to do great things. I don't want you to be scared to try new things, and because they may be different. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to change our order kind of quickly this morning, because one of our giants, Jasmine, is already at an event, and I want her story to go first before we continue on with the rest of the program. So, Jasmine, are you ready this morning to get started with your story?
Yes.
Okay, what is your story about?
The Martin Luther King Monument.
Okay. All righty, Ed.
My name is Jasmine Nixon, and I am one of the few students chosen from Atlanta Youth Academy to visit Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monument in Washington, D.C. The monument itself is 30 feet tall. While I was in Washington, I saw the Stone of Hope, the actual monument with its quote carved on the side, as well as the quotes behind the monument, along with the fact that President Obama spoke. Martin Luther King was an African-American clergyman, pastor, activist, and prominent leader in the African-American Civil Rights Movement. The Stone of Hope is actually representing the fact that the cycle in pop society that believes that black African-American people don't belong has been broken. The Stone of Hope is a circular boulder at the top and a flat boulder at the bottom. There is a crack in the middle of it in which the two pieces are separated. That particular piece of the monument is to represent his work alone by itself. The monument is a grayish tan color. It is a picture of Dr. King, with his hands to his sides, with a suit on, and his legs disappearing into the rock that is around about 13 feet tall. There is a famous saying that is used in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous speech, "I Have a Dream." That is saying, "Out of the mountain of despair comes a stone of hope," as well as more of Dr. King's quotes that come from other speeches other than "I Have a Dream," such as "Drum Major Instinct," the letter from the Birmingham jail, along with the "I Have Been to the Mountaintop" speech, have been displayed on a wall behind the monument. President Barack Obama spoke on behalf of Dr. King in his unfortunate absence of being assassinated. Obama really touched this issue that if Dr. King were alive today, what would he speak about and why? He gave a lot of different examples. He also said that he was very thankful to Dr. King for risking his life just to make the state's land for the future, at least the land that you could walk outside of your house and not be threatened by the KKK. I personally had a lot of fun on the trip to Washington and found it very educational. Some of my fellow classmates found it very boring. My favorite part of the trip was when we saw the different monuments and we went to go see the changing of the guards. I had a lot of fun on my trip, and I was very privileged to go, and I am very grateful that God blessed me with the opportunity to be a part of this historical event. I am Jasmine, and thank you for listening.
Okay, Jasmine. So were there a lot of other people there, a lot of young people there?
Actually, no. We were the only school that actually came.
Really?
Really.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you had an opportunity to go. That's excellent. And if you all want to see the pictures that Jasmine took of the monument, they are on our website. You just have to go to wix.com/junior_giants_speaks/JGS, and pictures of her trip are on the website. Jasmine, what are you doing today?
Well, today I'm at a robotics workshop.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm in the robotics club at my school, and Spelman University has a robotics team called the Spellbox, and they're actually teaching us how to program our robot for the robotics convention coming up in December.
Okay. Well, that sounds like another story coming up, doesn't it?
Yes.
So get prepared. Take good notes for today, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I know you have to get back to your seminars, but thank you for coming and joining us, because I didn't want us to miss this, you know, I didn't want us to miss this story that you, you know, the trip that you had taken. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you have a great day, all right?
You too.
Okay. We thank Jasmine for that piece. We're going to move on. Before we get started with the actual show, there's just something that I want to share with you that's really been on my mind this week. I read a story about a 10-year-old girl who lived in Ridge Farm, Illinois. Her name was Ashlyn Connor. And what drew me to this story, because as I began to read, was the fact that this young girl, she's 10, and she committed suicide. And that is saddened me so much. When I heard about it, my heart just went out to the family, and I really tried to imagine what type of pain or hurt that this young child must have been in order to do such something so drastic. And I wanted to bring this to the attention of our listeners and to even my Junior Giant reporters. As the story went on, the story talked about how this young girl had been bullied and harassed at school, and they had been picking on her to the point they were calling her a slut. She was 10 years old, and it was just excessive meanness. And Ashlyn, she actually went to her mother and asked her mother if she could be homeschooled. But the mother didn't really, you know, she didn't really understand how serious the situation had become to Ashlyn. So she refused to take her out of school and have her homeschooled. A few days after she made the request, the young girl killed herself. And after reading this, my mind immediately went to all the young children that God has allowed me to have in my life. Some of them are related to me, some of them are not. But I immediately began to pray for them. But I just want to take a moment on the show today and talk to you. I usually let you all have the whole show, but I need to make some points to you this morning. If you're having any difficulties, if someone is picking on you, if someone is hurting you, if your sadness seems to be overwhelming, I need you to talk to someone. If someone is touching you or trying to touch you or being around them makes you feel uncomfortable because they're trying to do things that's not appropriate, I need you to talk to someone. Talk to anyone. Talk to me. Talk to your preacher, your teacher, whoever you need to tell, because no one has the right to hurt you, ever. Even if they threaten you about telling, you still tell. Because what happens is if they threaten you and then you don't tell, your pain will continue. The things that they're doing with to you will continue. And the only way to stop it is to tell. And if you tell somebody one time and they don't do anything, you tell somebody else. And you keep telling them until somebody does something. There are things called mandated reporters. There are jobs that have mandated reporters. Teachers are mandated reporters. In other words, if you tell that to a teacher, they are mandated by law to call the proper authorities to help that situation. If you're being bullied at school, you keep telling your parents until something is done. You tell the principal, you tell the counselor, you tell the teacher. No one has the right to hurt you, because it's not okay for you to be walking around in a lot of emotional pain, extremely sad, till you just can't think and can't function, and not tell anyone. There is help. There is help for you. If any of you out there are listening and you ever thought about committing suicide, taking your own life, I want to share with you a number. It's the National Suicide Hotline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. And I will say that again. I'll give that number out again later in the show. But I just wanted to emphasize that, because that touched my heart so heavily, that a young child would be in that much pain that they would take their own life. And that devastated that mother, because she didn't know that it was as serious as it was. So I want to admonish you all, if something is going wrong at your school and you know things aren't right, if someone is abusing you, hitting you excessively, and it's not a joke. It's not something that you go, well, I'm being hit. No. It's not like that. It's serious, and you know that you are being mistreated and people are hurting you, and then they don't want you to tell anybody. It's time to tell. You need to tell somebody. Many of you out there have my number. My number is on the website. My number is 678-516-5570. By law, my job, I am a mandated reporter. And so I'm telling you, please, don't sit in pain. Don't allow others to just mistreat you when there is help available. And I know I sound like I'm sorry, but I'm sound like I'm on a soapbox. This is something that, with all the things that are going on in our country, I just need you to understand that there is help. There's someone that will help you. There is someone that will get help to you. It doesn't matter where you are. We'll find where the help is where you are. And so I want you to be aware of that. Be aware that there's help for you, and get the help that you need. Don't stay in silence, because silence allows the hurt to continue, okay? Now, okay, I'm going to get out off my soapbox, and we're going to move along with the rest of the program. But I do want us to remember the name of the family is Connors. We want to remember the Connor family in our prayers, because that has to be so devastating. First, the loss of a child is just devastating to parents. But then to lose a child in that manner is just, I can't even wrap my mind around that. So once again, if there's something going on with you that that is wrong and you know it's wrong, I need you to tell somebody. I want you to do that for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to go on with our show. We are in the Thanksgiving season. Yay! And in about 5 days, I think it's 5 days, we're going to gather with family and friends, and we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we've decided here on Junior Giant Speaks to dedicate a portion of our show to the spirit of Thanksgiving, because we have so much to be thankful for. We're so blessed. We live in a blessed nation. And many of us are just blessed beyond our own imagination. We need to make sure that we take a moment to give God thanks for his blessings. We're going to start off our story with the history, or the story of Thanksgiving. And our reporter this morning is Mr. Simeon Spann. Are you ready, Simeon?
Yes.
Okay, go right ahead.
The history of Thanksgiving is a very important part of American history. Thursday, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving. In the 1800s, a lady named Taylor, who wrote letters to congressmen, presidents, and other people to every state to celebrate Thanksgiving every year. After 17 long years, Abraham Lincoln agreed to have every state celebrate Thanksgiving. The pilgrims couldn't pray to God freely in England. Finally, they went to Holland with a Dutchman. They sailed to America on the they sailed to America on the Mayflower. Some pilgrims forgot about their religious beliefs in America. They traveled from Holland to in America. Here they found Native Americans, which are Indians. A man named Edward Winslow went with an Indian to meet the chief to make peace. Then the pilgrims had a great feast with the Indians. That was the first Thanksgiving. In Thanksgiving, we will sit down and feast on roasted turkey, cranberry sauce, corn, pumpkin pie, and mashed potatoes. And then, after we get all of that set on the table, we will pray to God and eat.
Okay, so Simeon, are you getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am. I might go out of town. I don't know yet.
Okay, are you going to go visit relatives?
Yes, I think I'm going to Florida or so.
Okay. So what is your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
The turkey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope, yeah, that was a nice story. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving with your family. Make sure that you do a good prayer so that you just giving thanks to God and recognizing how his blessings for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. You did a good job. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move right along. Our next reporter is Miss Ariana Mack. Ariana, are you there?
Yes.
You're there. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. What is your story about?
Why I am thankful for good health.
Okay. Go right ahead.
When I'm not feeling well, I feel like not eating and not getting up because when I'm sick, my heater goes up like crazy because once my temperature was 103.8 and I would not move or eat because I was sick. My dad would tell me to say, in the Christ of Jesus Christ, I am healed and I will always feel better. Also, when I'm not feeling well, I lay down in my bed, but if I don't have a temperature, my parents will send me to school. And the reason I am thankful for good health is because I always have a good time in school, and because I love being in school, and I don't want to be sick, and I thank God for healing me all the times that I'm not feeling well. And I just I don't want to be sick anymore because my mom told me when I was a little girl I used to be sick all the time. But I thank God for always healing me. And I always say that little scripture my dad tells me to say all the time, and I always feel better. And I am thankful for always being healthy.
What is the scripture? Tell me the scripture again that your dad tells you to
say. I think my dad, I don't know where it came from. My dad said, tell me to say, in the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. And he told me to say it. And I end up feeling better because I know that Jesus is healing me.
Okay, and he is. And you did a story a couple of those shows ago on sickle cell anemia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
And so that is something that you deal with as a young child. So how has that made you stronger? Do you think that it's made you a stronger person because you've had to deal with that?
Yes, because I have chest pains and everything now. And when I do that, I always say that little prayer, and it helps me because My dad wants me to go to school and get a good education for my life.
Okay. And we're going to be praying for you. And when you are completely healed, you're going to come on this show and tell of God's goodness. And we're thankful to God today for your good health. And there are a lot of children who are in hospitals right now who are not in good health. And so we are praying for them as we pray for you. Thank you for your story.
Okay,
good job. And we're going to move along. We had two Arianas today. We had that was Ariana Mack. And now we're going to deviate just a little bit from our thankfulness. And we're going to move on with Miss Ariana Griggs. She's going to give us a book review. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What is the name of the book that you're reviewing?
Dark Diaries.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Hello, this is Ariana Griggs, and here's today's book review. Have you heard of The Dork Diaries? If you haven't, you are missing out. This series of books are taking over your local bookstores. The author, Rachel Renee Russell, has published 4 books for girls: Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Fabulous Life; Dork Diaries, Not-So-Popular Party Girl; Dork Diaries, Not-So-Talented Pop Star; and now Dork Diaries, How to Dork Your Diary. Her latest book, Dork Diaries, How to Dork Your Diary, is just hitting shelves. And if you want to write your own diary story, this is the perfect book for you. Now, I have not read the 4th book, but I can tell you that my favorite dork book was book 3, Dork Diaries, Not So Talented Pop Star. Now about the author. Did you know that Rachel Renee Russell is an African-American woman? She is a lawyer that has a passion for writing. How cool is that? Her website is awesome, too, so grab your laptops and check out www.dorkdiaries.com. That's DorkDiaries.com. So head over to your local library or local bookstore and check Dork Diaries out. Thanks for listening, and have a dork day.
Okay, Ariana, very good. So are you an avid reader? Do you like to do a lot of reading?
Yes.
You do? And so this is one of your favorite, this is one of your favorite groups of books?
Yes.
Okay. And what other books do you like to read?
Well, some nonfiction books I like to read, and I like to read Katie Kazoo books.
Okay. All right, well, you know that reading is fundamental. That's a saying that they say. And so I believe that children that read are probably some of the smartest children in school when you love to read. Do you like reading a lot?
Yes.
Okay, keep it up, okay?
I'm reading a book called Silent Thunder, and it's a Civil War story for a reading contract at my school right now.
Okay, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe you can come back and give us another book review soon, and you can do that book or any other book that you're reading at the time, okay?
Okay.
Are you getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay. What is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, are you going to be with your family, with friends?
Yes.
Okay. Well, make sure you say an extra prayer for the young girl that we talked about earlier, her family, the Connors family, because it's when you have family, it's a good thing. All right?
Okay.
All right. I thank you for your story. Great job.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to go on. We thank Ariana Griggs for her book review this morning. She did a great job. See how blessed we are to have such talented children. When I hear from these children, it just excites me. I really, really do get excited because I believe that our children are so much more talented than we know. But I believe also that if you let them show it, they'll show it to you. And you can see that. This is an example of it this morning. Excellent stories presented very well. You guys are doing a wonderful job. And thank you for just being willing to do this and not being afraid. We're going to move on. The next area we're going to have is our musical interview. And we have our music director, Ariel. Ariel, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
You're doing good? Okay. Who are you interviewing today?
I have a special guest. His name's Elvis High, and I will be interviewing him today.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Elvis. This is Ariel back, and I'm interviewing today. So,
hi,
my first
Ariel,
question is,
how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
My first question is, what are you thankful for?
Well, every day when I open my eyes, I'm thankful for life, first of all, just to wake up to see another day, and it's another day that we can give God praise. And I'm thankful for salvation, being saved, especially in a day like today that we live in where people are doing so many different things. But I'm just glad to be saved today. I'm glad for my family, you know, my wife, my children, my brothers and sisters, my church, and my pastors. I'm just thankful for all those things. It's something always to be thankful for.
I know you're saxophone player right now, and asking for inspirational words to all the saxophone, young and old saxophone players out there right now.
Okay, sure. Well, like I tell a lot of people that I've probably either shown how to play or taught how to play over the years, one thing I'll say is learn your notes, learn your scales. Learn how to play those notes and those scales. When they say go to C sharp, you know how to go to C sharp or B flat. You know, learn, if you have an opportunity to learn the instrument in school, pay attention and learn those notes, because a lot of times when you hear a lot of saxophone players who are playing, you see how they play a lot of those real fast notes and real fancy notes and things like that. Just remember, all they're doing is playing a multitude of scales, and so it's good to learn your notes, learn your scales, and be consistent with it. Just like anything else that you learn, just be consistent in practicing, and that's what is really going to make you good. But I would say learn your notes. That's the thing I would tell you.
Have you ever wrote or composed your own song, like? Ever?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, I've done many songs in the past. I have it's been a while. Back in 1995, I did a little tape that was called Horns on High, and I basically did all those songs except for a couple. I wrote all those songs, and then my latest project that I did was, I believe, released back in 2005. And I wrote just about all those songs. So, yeah, I've composed quite a few songs. Some songs are for other people to hear, and there's been songs that I've composed that were basically just for me or just for a certain situation that I've been in. So when you're a writer, your writing's not always for everybody else. Sometimes you'll just write because you're a writer. You understand?
Yeah. Where do you get your inspiration for your music?
Oh, well, the inspiration I really get is, I guess, is from my own experiences, I would say. Because a lot of times when I play, you know, I try to play in such a way that it's coming from my heart and not just the fact that I know how to play the instrument, but just like I was saying earlier, once I've learned the mechanics of the instrument or how to play the instrument, then I try to play from my heart and from my experiences, because I believe that if something is coming from my heart, then it can reach somebody else's heart. And I've always been one who wanted to help people. So I believe that's my inspiration.
Yeah. And I know you're very Christian, but I want to ask you, what do you love most about God?
What do I love most about God? Wow, that's a pretty awesome question. I mean, everything. everything. I mean, you think about the greatness of God. You think about just how awesome he is, being the creator. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, just look at yourself. The Bible says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. If you look at all the intricate parts and everything he did to make us, he's just an awesome God, and he's not one that we can figure out, so we just give him praise for who he is, and then we praise him for what he's done. So he's just an awesome God.
Now, I've heard that you're having a new book release next year, Message to the Levite. Please tell our listeners about your book.
Yes, it's a book that the Lord's allowed me to release, hopefully early next year, called Message to the Levites. It's basically a book that talks to us in the church of how we are to really worship God and what God expects of us in worship. I'm not really a writer of books. My wife does that. I really write songs and things like that. But the Lord spoke to me about 9 years ago to write this book, and I said, well, Lord, I don't know how to write a book. I don't even know, you know, I'm not even that good in English and everything. So the Lord says, no, I want you to write it. And he asked me a question, and the way I came about the book is the Lord asked me a question. He said, how many worship services have you been to? And I was like, well, Lord, you know, I grew up in church, grew up, basically was born on the pew, so I've probably been to thousands of worship services, but then he asked me a question, and he said, well, almost how many worship services have you been to that I actually recognized as worship? And that made me think that how many times are we going to church and not really coming to give him praise? We're coming to socialize, we're coming to network, we're coming to do all these different things, but give him praise and worship, the type that he desires, and it's based off of John 4:23-24, where he's looking for such to worship him in spirit and truth. So that was the reason why I began to write the book. And it's to all ministers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, musicians. I cover a lot of musicians. I tell you about what happened in Scripture in David's time, Moses' time, why they use certain instruments and different things like that. So you'll find it real interesting. You'll find a lot of history, biblical history, and how it ties into things in world history. And it's just going to be an awesome book. It's more in the form of a manual than just a regular book. But we hope to be releasing that sometime early next year. We'll be looking for our publishing sometime early next year.
Well, before you go, I'll ask this before you go. It's when you see somebody that is in need, give them something, but then think, if that was you, you would love somebody to do that for you. So just think that we're all thankful for what God has given us and what he gave his life and health and strength, and that we are here today. And honestly, I don't want you to take it for granted that we are here, because, you know, God has a promise. We're here today, but we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. So we just need to thank God for today. And
yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, we should definitely be thankful and not take anything for granted, because a lot of times, you know, there's so many hard things going on today, and sometimes we can begin to complain about things, but then whenever you start finding yourself complaining, just go to the hospital or go to the nursing homes, go to somewhere and look at some of these situations other people are in, and it'll always keep you thankful for, you know, what you have, because even though things may be going on in your life that you may not necessarily like, there's always someone else who may be going through something even worse. So that's why, you know, this is a good time just to be thankful and just always keep your head up, because you have to understand that when we serve God, He always causes us to triumph, and he always gives us the victory. So you have to keep your head up and turn to God and listen to those scriptures, just like you were saying earlier. I was listening in, and you were saying earlier about the scripture that your father gives you. And I believe that scripture is in Isaiah 53, by his stripes we are healed. And so we always have to look to God and look to his word, and we can always keep our heads up.
Brother Elmas, what is
yes.
the song that you're playing for us today?
I believe that song you all have is it's a song called Expression of Worship. And pretty much the way I came up with that song years ago was there was, that's just like we're talking about, there was something I was going through at that time, and I was asking God just questions while I was on my knees praying, and while I was praying, I heard this melody, and it seemed like this melody was coming out of me, and it was asking God a question. And when my prayer that was coming out of my spirit was asking God a question, it seemed like he was answering me back in this same melody. And so, actually, when you hear this song, this is an actual conversation, an expression of my worship to him. This is an actual conversation between me and God, but it's in a melodic form. It basically, when the Lord gave me that melody and I heard that melody, he told me not to put any words to it, because the anointing that came from that melody, other people who are going through would actually hear their own words or their own expression of worship.
Okay. This is a beautiful song, and we're going to go on and play it now. This is called An Expression of Worship by Elmas L. High. Listen and enjoy.
Thank you.
Delmas, we want to thank you for that song. That's absolutely beautiful. It's one of my favorites in your collection.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yes, it was a, it was even a blessing to me when it came. And now that I listen to it again, it's been a while since I've heard it. Now that I hear it again, that just takes me back to how good God's been over the years. And I appreciate you.
All right. And we want to thank you for being part of our program. And Ariel, you did an excellent job with your interview today, and I want to thank you for your time. And so we're going to move on. We did a good job. We're going to move on, and we're going to go to another Why I'm Thankful. And we have with us this morning Ms. Danielle High, and she's going to talk to us about why she's thankful. Go right ahead, Danielle. Danielle? Well?
I'm mute.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Hello? Okay.
Let's go right ahead with your story.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and I'm 11 years old. These past couple of days, people have been asking me what I'm thankful for, and I usually tell them this. I'm thankful for my mom because she's always there for me, and it makes me feel better when I'm sad. She makes sure I'm fed and clothed, and she provides a roof over my head. I remember once I told my mom that I wanted a dog, and even though she didn't really want a dog, she surprised me with a puppy one day when I came home from school. She makes sure that no one mistreats me, and she always has my back. I'm also thankful for my grandmother because she is always so loving. Last week, I wasn't feeling well, and she did everything she could to make me feel better. She takes me on the weekend and makes sure I go to church. She takes me shopping sometimes and buys me stuff, and I think she's the best grandmother in the world. I'm thankful for my family, too. I'm thankful for a place to live, clothes on my back, and for being healthy. And most of all, I thank God for taking care of me, watching over me, and loving me.
Well, I think I like that. Those are good things to be thankful for. And when we are thankful, you have to make sure that the people in our lives know that we appreciate them, that we love them, and we're thankful for the time that they spend, the money that they spend, and just being part of our lives. You did a good job, Danielle. Thank you so much for what you're thankful for.
You're welcome.
And as we move on, we're going to go to a book review. No, we're not. We're going to go to a movie review. And this is a new reporter that we have today. She's new with us, and so we're happy to have her. And Imaji, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Tell me, what movie are you reviewing?
I'm reviewing The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay, go right ahead.
My movie is about four kids. Their father was at war, and they had to be moved to a different country because the war was going into their space, and it was beginning to get dangerous for all the kids that lived there. And they moved to a bigger place, and it was really big. It was in Fitchwin, and they moved with a professor, a retired professor, and he had a wardrobe in a spare room. And one day they were playing hide and seek, and Lucy, Susan, Peter, and Edmund are their names, and Lucy was hiding in the wardrobe, and when you're not looking for Narnia, it kind of appears, or when they need you. And she went all the way to the back of the wardrobe, and she felt grass, and she was kind of surprised and startled because she didn't know what it was. And she went all the way back there, and it was snowing. It was really wet everywhere. And she ran into a fawn, and he was part human, part horse. And he took her to his house for tea and bread. And she didn't know what he was doing, but the White Witch, she was very evil and wanted to kill anybody that was human that went to Narnia that did not live there, because there was a prophecy that four siblings, two daughters of Eve and two sons of Adam, they would take over Narnia from the White Witch, and it will be restored back to its peace and happiness for everyone. And while on their journey, Lucy visited Narnia, and the fawn was kidnapping her, and his name is Mr. Tumnus, and she didn't know that, but until the fire went out, because he was the lion that showed up, and his name is Aslan, and he was kind of scared, and so he did the right thing and took her back to where she was supposed to be, back home. And she went and she told her brothers and sisters about it. The thing is that Narnia, their time is much faster there than it is in the regular time in the real world. So they were still counting when she had got back, and they thought that she didn't want to play anymore. And they went to look for Narnia, what she was talking about, but couldn't find it, because when you're looking for it, it doesn't appear. It appears when it needs you or when you're not looking for it. And so they were looking for it and didn't find it, and they didn't believe her, and so she got sad and she started crying, and she ran to the professor, and he talked some sense into her brothers and sisters, and they kind of believed her, but not that much. And one day they wanted to go outside because there was nothing to do, and they knocked the ball into the glass and broke it, and they had to hide from the professor, and they went into the wardrobe because that was the only place that they could go that was closed. So they went into the wardrobe, and they found out that she was not lying, that she was telling the truth. And so they figured out that they had been to Narnia. And Edmund, while he was there, he ran into the White Witch, and he was talking to her but didn't know who she was or what she was about. So he told her things that probably shouldn't have been said, and so she found out about it and went looking for Mr. Tumnus, because he was supposed to take her to the White Witch instead of letting Lucy go. And so they went, and Edmund was gone, and they were worried about their brother, so they were trying to find him. And they went to the White Witch's castle, and he was there, and he was kind of like bait, that if he was there, she knew that they would want to look for their brother and save them. And so they all would go there and follow into a trap. And because of that, she was going to kill all four of them so the prophecy wouldn't happen. But Edmund was the only one that was in the castle, and the rest of them, they stayed back so they wouldn't get killed, but they were still trying to do everything they could for their brother to get him out. And so Edmund was still in there, and he was basically helping the White Witch, but he didn't know it, finding his brothers and sisters so that she can find them as well. And they had found Aslan. Aslan was like the real king of Narnia, and he had been away for a very long time. So he had finally came back, and he was helping them get their brother back, but it wasn't going to be easy, so he needed their help as well, but he needed them to trust him. And because of that, they had to do everything they could not to go too far in helping him, but help them as much as they could. And Aslan was one day talking to the oldest brother, Peter, and he made him Knight of Narnia. And his sisters were happy for him, but his brother didn't know about it because he was still in the captivity of the White Witch. And after that, the White Witch was, her plan was ruined, and they had got Edmund back. And she said that all traitors, because he did basically trade his brothers and sisters but didn't know it, all traitors belonged to her, and they were her property. And so she would have the ability to do whatever she wanted with him. And so she said,
Imagine.
That, yes.
Imagine. Tell me, what was the name of the lion? What was his name?
Aslan.
Okay, so do you know that the, I'm kind of moving this along, because do you know that he kind of represented Christ? Did you realize that?
Yes. Yes, and the White Witch was like the devil.
Okay. And so what does that tell us about Christ coming to our assistance? What do you think that tells us?
Well, I think it tells us that no matter where you are, no matter how long you think it should take God to save you, that just be patient and trust him that he will come when it's his timing and when he thinks it's the right time. He'll save you and do whatever you need him to do as long as you trust and believe in him.
Okay. You did an excellent job with your story, and I'm only moving this along because we're coming close to the end. But that's a good interpretation, and you guys need to understand that God is always there waiting to help us. All we have to do is ask for the help. Thank you for your story. Thank you for your review.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to move along. And our final reporter this morning is going to be Faith. And Faith is going to talk with us about what she's going to be talking about, being thankful with family. And so, are you out there, Faith? Faith?
Ma'am.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go right ahead.
Why I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my family because they are thankful for me and my sisters. The other reason I am thankful for my family is because they respect all the things that I say and do. I am also thankful for my family because they treat me and my sisters like princesses. To me, they are like the awesomest family in the world. So that's why you should always be thankful for your family and treat them with respect because you don't know what they might do for you. And that's why I'm thankful for my family.
Okay. That's a good job. I'm glad that you do have a great family. I know many of them. And you do have a great family. And to all of you out there that are listening, first of all, I want to tell the Junior Giants, you did an excellent job. I'm so proud of you. Great job. And I want you to continue to do great job in everything that you do. Put your best foot forward and know that God is always going to help you. And all you have to do, just like Imaji said, all you have to do is ask God for the help. And he is more than willing to help you. I also want you to remember that our show is mobile now. And we do come to, we are set up so that we can come to your classrooms and actually put together a radio show so that your schoolmates can be involved, your teacher can be involved, and all they have to do is to contact Miss Sharon. My number is 678-516-5570. And I want to thank the parents for your support because I realize that it takes time to help them make sure that they have their pieces together and that they're not nervous and all those kind of things. So I want to thank you for your support. I ask you to continue. And Junior Giant Reporters, continue to look up things that are of interest to you that you might want to report on or stories that you might want to do. There's so much out there to look into. If you're doing something outstanding, if you're doing something that you want some light shined on, just contact us. Make sure that you go to the web and look at the pictures of the Martin Luther King Memorial that were done in from Jasmine's story earlier. And I just thank you. It's been a great show. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but make sure that you give God thanks for all his goodness to us now, in the past, and his goodness to come, because he's just a faithful God, and he is not going to stop being good to us. So we continually owe him praise. I want to say again, thank you to all our listeners. I love that this number is growing, the number of listeners. So I want you to make sure you tell a friend, tell a relative that you're going to be, when you're going to be on the air. Our next show is going to be in December. So I want you to be looking out for the announcement. It's going to be the, I believe, 2nd of December, and the 3rd of December, and at 11 o'clock. So I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your prayers, and happy Thanksgiving. We're going to go out listening again to our musical guest, Elmas Elhai, with Expressions of Worship. God bless you all. Be blessed and stay safe.